reflection and curation, and the tools to use. As educators, our job is to help students make meaning of concepts and ideas. We want them to construct knowledge and be creators of their learning, not just consumers that parrot information back to us. Ultimately, we want the experiences in our classroom to inspire curiosity and a love of learning that will last a lifetime. Reflection is a practice that is essential for every learner-centered classroom. But the truth is that this step of the learning process often gets omitted. This omission happens for three main reasons. First, it is admittedly not an easy practice to master. And because students are so infrequently asked to reflect on their learning, they have trouble doing it well. Second, most teachers have not been taught to academically reflect, and thus don't know where to begin teaching the process with their own students. And third, it takes time. Reflection is a step that is easy to skip when teachers are already rushing to cover content in their overcrowded curriculum. We want to encourage you to be intentional about incorporating this valuable practice in your classroom. We know this may be a new skill and that it will take some learning on your part, but think of it as an educational adventure. When you see how much reflection helps your students understand, one, the content, two, who they are as learners, and three, how they can apply their knowledge to future learning, you will be hooked. For us, it has been an adventure not unlike owning a puppy. You can't believe how much work it is, but when that puppy matures, it becomes your best friend. As educators, we must teach students how to reflect. They need to understand that in all learning, there should be a specific time devoted to pausing and looking back at the journey, considering how they arrived at true academic knowledge. This time of self-evaluation and reflection happens when students comment on, connect with, and reassess the learning process. This is assessment as learning and is often as important to student learning and growth as the content itself. A reflective classroom includes both oral and text-based reflections. It is grounded in questions and routines. You might have specific questions students learn to ask, or you might use a scaffolded approach that starts out easy and moves its way to much deeper internal reflections. The end goal is to have students develop their own reflective practice. After all, the skill of reflection is a transformational life skill. Imagine a world where people critically reflected on the decisions they made and thoughtfully looked for ways they might do better next time. With that scenario in mind, which seems like a more important skill to teach students, reflection or the date of a battle in America's Civil War? In this section, we will share a few technology tools that will allow for a rich reflective process by students. These tools allow students to record their thinking, show their learning, and expound critically about the process. Here are four easy ways for students to get started practicing the skill of reflection. 1. Keep a journal or diary. Using an app like Recap or Seesaw, students can keep a written diary or video journal where they list three ways they learned that day or week. This helps students develop their vocabulary around how they learn and helps them uncover their learning preferences. For example, students might write or record the following, giving details after each comment. I learned through prediction. I learned through context clues. I learned through talking with my neighbor. 2. Write a letter. Students can use Seesaw or Google Docs to write a short letter to themselves. In the letter, they explain their learning process and the steps they took. They tell themselves how they could apply this learning in the real world. 3. Offer some advice. Using Padlet or Seesaw, students could leave advice for themselves for their next unit. For example, they might offer recommendations on what they could do differently, discuss learning patterns, expound on strengths, and talk about how they might approach the next unit of study intentionally. For younger students, sentence stems might be a good place to start. For example, students might write or use the record feature in a Seesaw journal to explain the following thoughts. I was good at, I liked, I had problems with, next time I might. 4. Create a video reflection. Students can use Screencastify or Flipgrid to record themselves explaining their learning and uncovering their thinking process using video reflections. No matter where you begin or how you develop a rich reflective program, it is a very important step in any learning scenario. More importantly, students should share these reflections with each other so they can build a bigger repertoire and toolkit of reflective practices. This should be an ongoing process that becomes more detailed over time. Strategy. First, during the learning process and as you begin to wrap up a unit, decide how you'd like for your students to reflect and then have them gather information on how they have met their learning targets. You may begin the thought process by providing them with a scaffolded guiding question. Next, choose a tool that will both assist students as they reflect on their learning journey and encourage the depth of thinking for which you're looking. Go with an easy-to-use platform for the reflection piece. We shouldn't grade reflections, as grading them will only cause students not to be as critical or honest. Finally, respond to your students' reflections so they know their ideas were heard, even though you didn't grade them. Use the data you gather from the students' work to further reflect on your own practices and adjust the unit. Tip: be sure to schedule time in your lesson for students to create their reflections. If you don't intentionally do this, the reflections will most likely not happen. In addition, allow students to model their reflective experiences with each other. Tip: check out this amazing resource for thinking strategy prompts, bit.ly/GIC thinking.